This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The typical college graduate leaves school these days owing more than $25,000 in student loans. A lot of money. So what if you could get a degree for less than half of that? It's an idea that's catching on in states like Texas and now in Florida. Governor Rick Scott has challenged that state's community colleges to come up with a $10,000 bachelor's degree. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
When you think community college, you might think two-year associate's degree. But these days, many community colleges are expanding to offer low-priced bachelor's degrees. A bachelor's in business at the College of Central Florida already costs just $13,500. So how do you shave that down to 10 grand?
Well, it's definitely possible.
College President Jim Henningsen says students could save some money taking courses in high school for college credit. And the rest?
We think we can do a scholarship program to help supplant those costs.
Programs like this already exist in Texas, but there's a difference between the price students pay for college and the cost of actually providing the education. Economist David Feldman is co-author of the book, Why Does College Cost So Much? He says scholarships just shift the burden to someone else.
Is it possible to price a degree at $10,000? Yeah, sure. Is it possible to produce a degree for $10,000? That's a much more difficult proposition.
Florida's community colleges are looking at ways to actually cut costs by mixing in some online courses and helping students graduate on time. Feldman says right now the $10,000 degree is mostly a gimmick.
If this generates real thinking about how to hold down costs in ways that don't lower quality, more power to it.
Right off the bat, several of Florida's state and community colleges pledged to give it some thought. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.